this?
Just recapitulating the various positions as to whether Zeman comes into the picture. Only when you have three people who predetermine, who decide to designate a particular place to eat together. That's the idea of Shloshish Achluk Yachas. As would seem from the Gemara in case of Mevarchin, or the position of the Rush, who maintained that even though the Gemara over there does say that in a situation where they said, let's go and eat in a certain place, then one person blesses for the other two, and we're assuming that that's talking about Birkas HaMazon as well, but he says there's no requirement that all three. He merely says that the idea of designating a place is to establish kvius, so that if two people decided to eat in a certain place, you don't have three, but you have kvius. So now you have a meal which partakes of kvius. Then if a third person should happen to join them, even though it was unplanned, he would be mitzarev to them, and you would have zimun. The only thing we pointed out was that he mentioned two people to begin with. What if it was one person who said, I'm going to eat in a certain place, and started the kvius, then he was joined by the second person, and subsequent to that he was joined by a third person. The Rush doesn't go that far. We have to try and figure it out. It would seem to me that at this point anyways, and it's not that vital at this point, because we're really focusing on the machlokas between the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah. So as far as that's concerned, we don't really have to deal with the issue of whether two, you see, because that machlokas is not contingent upon dafka two or even one. That machlokas is contingent upon the whole concept of shlosha. So we could proceed. I'm merely mentioning that at this stage of the game, I don't think once he says you don't have to have the kvius of three to begin with, and that all you need is kvius, and then the three people join together. So perhaps he only mentioned two because two people have a conversation. You're talking about where it was said, let's eat in a certain place. So if it was said, presumption is that the minimal amount of people involved in the conversation is two. So that's perhaps why he says it that way. But of course, so you'll say, well, maybe then that's it. So then why am I saying you don't need to? Because we are saying you do need designation, and it does seem to come about through verbalization. However, I would leave open the possibility, let's put it that way, at this point, that even there, it's not necessary that you actually verbalize. What he means is that there was a predetermined intention, a predetermined intention to be koveya, to have the suda with kvius. So, of course, in the normal course of events, that's expressed through a verbalization. But it doesn't have to be. I don't think it has to be, as long as we both understand that we're going to eat together in a certain place. It doesn't mean we're right before the meal we said, come and let's eat together in this place. That's just simply an illustration that it wasn't an unplanned thing. It was predetermined. There was prior intention. So I don't see why it should matter if it was one person. One person, Badafka, he could express it. He could say to his friend, I'm going now, I'm going to eat at a certain place. I want to eat at a certain place. So if that's the case, he's eating with kvius. So now if the second person joins him, you have two. And if the third person joins him, you have three. That's my understanding at this point. So, as I said, I don't think it's that vital, though. Because the real question that's facing us is the interpretation of the Mishnah. The Shlosh Shachluk Yachas are talking about something that was predetermined, a kvius of shlosha, to begin with, or no. It could be haphazard. But three people eventually wound up eating together. As far as Zimun is concerned, so far we've said that Zimun is really a new form of Birkas HaMazon. It's collective Birkas HaMazon, as opposed to individual Birkas HaMazon. And it's preceded, in order to make that transition, it's preceded with the formula of Zimun, of invitation, so to speak, which is a blessing that serves to join everybody together within the framework of one Birkas HaMazon. So, it would seem that the machlokas revolves around what is it that creates the chi of zimun. Shlosh shachl kiyachas chayav nozamein. So, if you say that that comes into the picture, when three people were koveya together, that is to say that there has to be a kfiyas of shlosha. So then, what you're saying is that it's a different type of a achila. It's a different type of a, the meal is a different type of a phenomenon. You have to have a kfiyas of three, which would mean that, let's put it a little descriptively, that you can have two kinds of eating. There's private eating, and then there's a public seuda. You have a seuda of shlosha. Now the seuda of shlosha is created through the kviyas of shlosha. So if that's the case, if we're talking about a seuda of shlosha, different kind of a seuda. So then that's the machayev of zimun. So then you have to have kviyas meikara. But if you say that it's not that the it has to be a new kind of a seuda, it's rather that the three people ate together. That is to say that three people are metzuraf. What you need is a tziruf of shlosha, and the tziruf of shlosha is effectuated through achila. So let's put it this way: that would be more focus on the gavra as opposed to the chefza. So when three people were metzuraf in their act of achila, so then there's a chi of zimun. So then there's no requirement that the suit itself was nikva, so to speak. That there has to be a certain kfiyas, that it was predesignated, predetermined that it should be this kind of a seuda. But rather, in the course of achila, there was a tzirif, the yom tzarif, to the other individual. And, you know, three people were mitzuraf in terms of their achila. That would fit in nicely with what the Rosh is saying. Because what the Rosh is saying is that you don't have to have three people to begin with. He says you have to have two. We're not sure whether he means dafka two or whether even one would be sufficient. Because that's the phenomenon of kfiyas. Because kfiyas is a vehicle for tziruf. If there's no kfiyas, then what's the tziruf? So what connects me to you? So kfiyas, I join together in terms of the kfiyas, so that creates the tziruf of shlosha. So therefore, he says that it's a beautiful explanation of the problem that's raised from the Gemara. That the Gemara merely meant to say that at the outset there must be kfiyas. So let's say two people decide to eat in a certain place. So that establishes the fact that this is not just a transient achila, so to speak, but it's an achila which partakes of kviyas. Now, once you have the phenomenon of kviyas, so then people can join you, can be joined together as they're through that kviyas. So that would seem to be the machlokas. To clarify the rush, we're talking about tziruf. Now, what's mitzaref me to you? For example, like you have 10 people. 10 people in a room doesn't make a minyan. What makes a minyan? That these 10 people have a certain tziruf. What's the mitzarif? The fact that we've gotten together to daven together. There's something that's mitzarif us and creates a chefza shel minyan. So you need something to create a chefza shel shlosha for the purpose of praise. This is not tefillah, but it's birkas hamazon. So to get more specifically into what the Rosh is saying, it's not any activity that joins people together. As I said, I'm reading the paper and you're reading the paper. That's not tziruf. I'm eating an apple and you're eating an apple. That's not tziruf, because an apple doesn't have the characteristics of kviyas to it. It's only a achila, but it has to be an achila that partakes of kviyas. Insofar as achila partakes of kviyas, and insofar as kviyas is a vehicle for tziruf, so then you can create the phenomenon of shlosha, which is a unit that has special significance with regard to the birkas hamazon. That is, it reaches a high degree of shevach when you have shlosha, as you'll see in the Gemara. Reiterating now, achila is the according to the Rosh, achila is the medium through which tziruf is achieved. But it's not just any achila. It has to be an achila which partakes of kriyas. That makes perfect sense. Even in ordinary terms, in ordinary social terms, you could see the illustration. There's a difference between you grab a fruit and I grab a fruit. There was no tziruf there. But a seuda which has kriyas, and then I join you, so then there's a tziruf between us. We did a certain activity together, and that's matzarif us. To perhaps, hopefully, maybe this will illustrate. It's a rough illustration. I'm not saying it corresponds exactly to this, but you do have similar ideas with regard to tefillah. Tefillah b'tzibur. There are two forms of tefillah b'tzibur. It's good to know this idea anyways. If it helps to illustrate this, fine. If it doesn't, it's good to hear the idea anyways. However, the Rav, I believe, differentiated between the silent prayer when you daven together with a minyan. You have, first you have the 10 people getting up, each person davening silently. And then you have the Chazaras HaShatz. Now this is important to remember, I think everybody's aware of that the Chazaras HaShatz, you're not allowed to talk. Everybody has to listen. And according to the Rambam, one should stand during Chazaras HaShatz. All right, not everybody insists upon it, but if you understand the concept, you'll see why it makes perfect sense, the reason for standing. What's the difference between the silent Shmoneh Esrei and the repetition? Of course, the repetition was instituted for those people who weren't capable of davening on their own. Today, most people can. That's not the point. They retained it anyways. But what's the difference? The silent Shmoneh Esrei is tefillah b'tzibur. That is to say that it's a private tefillah. It's your tefillah, it's private tefillah. But it's said together with many other people who are yimitzarif with a minyan through being mispalel together with them. But each tefillah is a separate, it's a private tefillah. It's not a public tefillah. However, the Chazar HaShatz is the tefillah's hatzibur. It's the tefillah of the tzibur. Which means one person is saying it on behalf of everybody. And that's why you must have, at the very least, you must have 9 people who are listening. And if you don't, that's why in a small minyan, if people are talking and not listening, you raise a shayla of bracha levatala. Because it's not the tefillah of the shatz, it is the tefillah of the tzibur. And he's the spokesman of the group, and the group has to be listening in order to render it their tefillah. It's a collective kind of a tefillah. That's why, once you understand that, you understand why it's important to listen and answer amen, and also why the Rambam would require that you stand, because you're really being mispalel. You're part of the tefillah. He's speaking for all of us. So it's a collective tefillah. All right, that's a good idea to understand in its own right, and there's just a rough analogy over here, as opposed to, I'm just trying to show you that sometimes the phenomenon itself can partake of being a collective phenomenon, or sometimes it could be separate. It's not a collective phenomenon, but we're joined together. We're doing the same thing together, so that creates a certain bond between us. It's a tziruf. All right, now we're going to take up the Tosfos of Shlosh Shachlu Kiyachas. B'Yerushalmi Parach, the Yerushalmi asks, Hacha at Amrit, Ein Rashayin L'chalek. Here you say, Ein Rashayin L'chalek. V'Hacha at Amrit, Chayev L'zami. All right, as we'll see, there are two different, we have two different Mishnayos too. About 3 who ate together. And there are 2 different expressions. One is that chayav and luzamein. And the other one is ein rashayin l'chalech. Okay? V'yat l'chora ein zekasha. And it says that l'chora it's not a kasha. V'chein l'kaman. And also in our Perek later on Daf Nun, Parach, the Gemara asks, Tanina Chada Zimna. Because you have the Mishnah later on that says that 3 who ate together is Ein Rashayin L'chalek. So the Gemara, this is Daf Nun Amanav, the Gemara asks on the spot, Maika Mashmalan, what is he teaching us? Tanina Chada Zimna, we learned this already. Gimel Shachu Kiyachas Chayav L'zameh. Okay? So Tosfos makes reference to that. That's what Tosfos is referring to. Hainu mishum nechayav nuzamein. So it seems to be redundant. Because here it's just two different ways of saying it. Ein rashai and lechalik. Why can't they split up? Because of the chiyav zimun. V'li nira d'achi parach. And now Tosfos is trying to explain the Rishalmi. Hacha atomrit the ein rashai and lechalik. That the question is now you're saying ein rashai and lechalik that they can't separate. The mashma, which implies imgamru achilasan yachad, that if they concluded their meal together, einan rashay and lechalek, then they can't split up. Aval ha'echad rashay ligmar sudaso ulavarech kodem chavero. Well, one of them is permitted to conclude his suda and to bench before his chaver. Ah, so we're talking about a different situation now. There's a situation where you're not bound to wait till the end. You're involved in a meal and there are other people. See, so now you see why it's important. Now Mishnah is talking about chayav lozamein at the very outset. But here he's talking about a situation, he's saying that the language of ein rashay lechalek means if you concluded together. But if you didn't, before that, you could conclude the meal and leave. You don't have to wait. That's what he's saying. V'chayavin lezamein mashma, but the expression chayavin lezamein implies the chovas zimun aleihem, that there's a chovas zimun on them. The einan rashayin ligmar sudasan zebelo zeh, and they can't complete the suda one without the other. That's very, very important. For example, it's according to the way we just learned. The machlokas we were learning was the machlokas in our Mishnah, but according to Rabbeinu Yonah, for example, shlosh shachlok yachad, three people who will kaveh a suda together, chayav and lazame. That means that the chiyav zimun is chal upon them immediately. And you can't split up. You have to wait until everybody's finished. Okay. So now, Tosfos, however, is saying that there are two situations. On the basis of the Yerushalmi, on the basis of the Mishnah and Daf Nun, there's a situation of Ein Rashay and Lechalek, and there's a situation of Chayav and Lezamein. U'mashani Shmuel, and Shmuel answers, Kan b'tchila, kan b'sof. Cryptic language. One case is talking about tchila, beginning. One case is talking about pasof, the end. Okay. Ezeu betchila vezeu pasof. Now what's tchila and what's sof? Pligi batrei amoroi. So you have two amoroim arguing about what constitutes tchila and what constitutes sof. Chad amar, one says, nitnu daitam lecho, if they decided. Seems to be a joint decision. See, it's sort of intersecting with the issues we've discussed. Nasnu daitam lechol. They decided to eat. Zeh betchila. That's betchila. Achlu kizayis. Zeh besof. If they ate a kizayis, that's besof. Okay, that's one position.
And they didn't decide to eat.
V'chad amar. Achlu kezayis, zeh betchila. If they ate a kezayis, that's betchila. Nasnu daitam lechol, zeh besof. If they decided to eat together, that is besof. Rav Alphas tofes derech rishon. And Rav Alphas derech rishon ikar. Maintains that the first approach among the two Amarayim is essential. Vachi Perusha. And this is the explanation. Nasnu daitam lechol. They decided to eat. Kolomar. She'eschilu metchilo lechol biyachad. This is the way Tosis understands it. That they started from the very outset to eat together. Zehu betchila. That's the meaning of betchila. Vazvada ichova zimun aleihem. Then certainly the chi of zimun is upon them. Which seems to be like what? Like a Ben Yamin, it would seem, right? Yeah. I mean, from this, you see, it would seem. I mean, Tosis is applying that explanation to Chayav and Lazamein, which is this Mishnah, and he's saying that Nasnu Daitem Lechel. So there was the Kfiyas Achila from the outset. Achlu Kizayis Zeu Besof. What is that? Kolomar. Imo Echod Hischil Kodem Chavero B'Kizayis. If one began before his friend in a kazayas. In other words, you know, one person started the meal, then he was joined by a second person, you know, as often happens. No, they didn't decide to eat together. They just wound up eating together. As vaday im gamru sudasam yachad, then, certainly, if they concluded the seuda together, chayav in lazame. Then they're chayav to be mezameh. Alvar ashoyin ligmor zebelo zebelo varech. But they're permitted to conclude, each one without the other, is permitted to conclude and to say an independent birkas hamazon. I would say that perhaps there are three positions over here. And that is that Tosis learns as follows. Tosis learns that chayav and lezameh is only when you had kfiyas shlosha meikara, which is like the Rabbeinu Yonah. And any other situation does not create chayav and lezamein. The only thing is that Tosis is saying that there's another halacha to consider, and that's the halacha of ein rasha and lechalek. Ein rasha and lechalek is a different. We're not defining it at this point. We're just simply saying that that's the way he explains. Ein rasha and lechalek is when three people were not koveya together, but came together in the course of a meal, and that is only if they were gomer together, only by gemar achila. But there's no halacha that says they have to have gemar achila. So if one person finishes first, he can bench and leave. Another person can bench and leave. But if it turned out that they all finished at the same time, that the gemar achila, then ein rasha ein lechalek. That's a beautiful explanation of ein rasha ein lechalek. It's a different situation. Now, I don't think that's what the Rush is talking about, because the Rush came to take issue with Rabbeinu Yonah, who is explaining what the conditions are for Chayav and Lazame. So what he's saying is as follows, even though they didn't say Amotzi together, but afterwards they were Kavua, Ba'achila and Achila, Yachad, together, which fits in the way we explained it, that they were Metzurah by virtue of the Kviyas. Nikva'u L'Zimun. So they were Nikva'u L'Zimun, V'yein Rosh HaLechalek. And they can't split up. They can't split up and bench independently. Right. Not because of the Gemara Achila. Even though he uses Gemara Achila, I think he uses the Gemara Achila expression differently. It means, as opposed to Haschalas Achila, that even though they didn't start together, but they wound up eating together. Not that he's talking about the act that they finished together. Tosis is talking about something else. Tosis is talking about that they actually finished together. Not that they wound up eating together. Of course, you could have the beginning, you could have the middle, and you could have the end. Let's use those categories for the sake of simplicity. Beginning is where they are koveya together. Like, you know, with Friday night, you have people over. That's kfiyas. Everybody's kavua together. So in that situation, by the way, nobody can, if a person has to go somewhere, he can't bench before the others. I already explained it. If you're going to a wedding and you show you have das, that you're not the staris, because das can help. Then you have a situation where somebody sits down at the table and is eating. Then another guy comes in from school and he joins at the table. He's eating his food, and a third person comes in, and you're eating. And now, according to the Rush, You can't bench separately once you have that situation. It would seem that way. Then you have another situation. Well, according to Tosfos, one second. According to Tosfos, however, you can. According to Tosfos, if you didn't start out together, and you sort of like in the course of the meal, you wound up together, so then you each guy can bench separately. However, according to Tosfos, what determines the benching would be the Gemara Achila. But if you all finish together, for whatever reason, you will then you're having a dessert, and you all finish together, so then you have to bench together. Then you can't eat Rashayim L'chalik. What Tosfos establishes is that there's two situations over here. One is where there's a Chiv Zimun that inheres inherently. And then there's a situation of Ein Rashayim L'chalik. Well, of course, the Ein Rashayim L'chalik is because of Chiv Zimun. But it's a different kind of a Chiv Zimun. I understand that there's a certain amount of ambivalence in the language of the Rush. Because he does use the expression of Gemar Achila. However, if you look at the entire statement, he does not mention the possibility that one guy can finish before the other guy until the actual Gemar Achila. No. He is establishing his position in contradistinction to Rabbeinu Yonah, who said that only if they were kavua together, that's when you have Chiyuv Zimun. He's saying no. He's saying that, well, you need Kvius. Two people are kavua. Then the third person joins them, and then he says, Kivan she nikvu b'achila yachad nikvu l'zimun. That as soon as you have an achila yachad, so that's already the koveya for zimun. And at that point in time, you can't have one person finishing before the other. He fails to mention that what the Tosfos says, that until the actual gemar, then one guy can finish before the other guy. He doesn't even talk that way. So therefore, when he does say later on at the end, the gemar, that they join together in the Gemara, I don't think he means the literal Gemara at the very end. He means as opposed, even though they didn't start together, but they wound up together, so to speak. Well, let's look at this logically. There are three possibilities over here. One possibility is that his chilu biyachad. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah demands. The alternative to that, which this is the way we were learning until now, until Tosis, until we did the Tosis, that's how we were learning, is that you didn't have his chilu biyachad, but there was Aschila separately, but in the end they were together. They ended up together, and that's how it's a Gemar. They ended up together. But not necessarily they had to be Messiah together. All you need is that, not you don't need that they actually started together, but it sort of develops. It develops into an eating of three. That's the second possibility. Third possibility is that it didn't start out together, that's for sure. And it developed, but it was together, Basil, when they were Messiah together. That's what Tosfos seems to be saying in Rashayim L'chalik. Which is interesting, you see, because the position of Rabbeinu Yonah, as we encounter the position of Rabbeinu Yonah, it would seem, just from that alone, that there's only one possibility that would create the Chiyuv of Zimun. What is that? When they were together at the Kvias. Once you pass that point, then you started to eat separately, that's the end, right? There's no further obligation of Zimun. That's his position. He doesn't mention anything about finishing together. Doesn't mention that. So, you have, that's position A. Position A is, when do you have a Chiyuv Zimun? Kviyash Shel Shlosha. Position B, according to the alternative position that he himself brought down and rejected, or about which the Rush picked up and accepted. Position B is, you didn't start together, you weren't conveyed together, but you wound up eating together. Then you have position C, which Tosfos, who holds that there's two Mishnayot, there's two halachas over here. That there's a halacha of Chayev and Lazame, and there's a halacha of Ein Rashayim and L'chalik. Holds that you have two situations. One is Hischilu B'yachad, they three got together and decided to eat together. That's Chayev and Lazame, V'yein Rashayim and L'chalik. However, The second position. He agrees with the second position that the Rabbeinu Yonah rejects. He agrees with that rejection. And the Rosh accepted. That is, that you didn't agree to eat together, but you wound up eating together in the meantime. Okay? So there's no chalos of chayev and lozame. But he says, if the Gemar Suda, they were together, if they finished together, then ain rashayim lachalik. Then so you have two different halachos of chayev and lozame. According to Tosfos, you have two different halachos. You have a chayev and lozame at the outset, and you have a halacha of chayev and lozame at the conclusion. But in that in-between period, you don't have any chiyuv. You could split. All right, so what seems to be emerging is three situations. The first situation is when three people gather together with the intention of eating together, kviya suda. So that, Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah agree, that is the mechayev of chayev and lozame. So they must stay together and then do zimun together. However, if three did not start together, one or two started, then a third joined them, and they're eating together now. So at that point in time, according to the Rosh, there's a chiyuv zimun, and they can't split up at that point in time. But according to Tosfos, they can split up at that point in time. Then you have a third situation, which they weren't koveya together, they joined haphazardly, and they were eating together. But according to Tosfos, at that point in time, they could split. But according to Tosfos, who holds that chayev and lozamein comes into the picture only when they were koveya together, will hold that if they were gomer together, then ein rashayim lachalek, which means it's chayev and lozamein at that point. All right, so we'll analyze those three positions tomorrow. And afterwards, we will do the Tosfos of Achal Tevel. And in conjunction with that, please see the Rambam, Big Machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivad, which is at the end of Perek Rishon Hilchos Brachos.